Idaho Matters right now. Kids are flocking to their local playgrounds as the weather starts to warm up. But for some children, finding a park they can actually access can be really challenging. Emma Vandenhainde of the Mountain West News Bureau met one family trying to create a park that everyone can play at.
Play? Yeah, just real quick though.
It's a sunny day in Berthoud, Colorado, just an hour north of Denver. Lauren Bowling is heading with her son Miles to their neighborhood park.
It's so hot, I get it turned into a sun.
Miles loves the park. He uses his wheelchair to rush ahead of his two brothers down the driveway.
All right, are you going down by yourself?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going that way.
But when his brothers run to the slides and monkey bars, Miles stops on the sidewalk. His mom can't push his wheelchair over the wood chips.
That sucks. This is ADA compliant.
So she lifts Miles out of his chair and carries him, something she won't be able to do much longer.
This is what non-accessible playgrounds look like for us. And I'm exhausted by the end.
This is a common problem for Miles, who was diagnosed with cerebral palsy at the age of 2. He has no cognitive or verbal issues, but he has to use a wheelchair. Bowling says it can be difficult.
We have a 5-year-old who doesn't always understand why his body can't do the things that he wants it to do and can tell us just how frustrated he is.
There are several accessible parks around the Mountain West, like Brooklyn's Playground in Idaho, a park above in New Mexico, and the All Together Playground in Utah. But not all parks are inclusive.
They'll label them as accessible just because they have a swing, which most playgrounds do at least have a swing right now. But it's not enough. It's just not enough.
She's found a few Colorado parks that are wheelchair accessible, like in Fort Collins and Greeley, but they're 45 minutes away. So when she noticed a small park being built in her neighborhood, she called the developer, Will Edwards.
I said, "Hi, my name's Lauren. I'm a mom. I have a child in a wheelchair, and I wanted to talk to you about the neighborhood spaces, the community spaces, and I want to talk to you about the accessibility of them."
Edwards agreed to add an accessible swing to the park, but it costs $9,000. So Miles and his mother set up what most kids do to raise money, a lemonade stand. People showed up in droves to help.
And we did it over 2 days, and we raised $11,000. I can't even put into words. My heart was so full.
That $11,000 caught Edwards' attention, and he said a bigger park was in order. So since 2021, the Bowlings have been working to raise around $1 million for their dream park. Inclusivity is the priority.
We don't just want to create something because it's cool. We want to create something because there is an inclusive factor to it.
That's Erin Starr with Starr Playgrounds. She's trained in designing this sort of playground and is helping to add more than just ramps and swings.
The inclusive certified playground design really makes you think differently about where you put stuff, why you put it there, and who are you serving through design and placement of equipment.
The Berthoud Park will include textured sidewalks, lower monkey bars, and an interactive play arch that looks like a mini version of the St. Louis Arch.
And what it does is it records movement, and you load it up with games, and you have a voice that says, "Let's play." And you hit one button, and it said, "Freeze dance." When the music stops, stop dancing.
The Bowlings have raised just over 50% of the park's cost with the help of the Colorado nonprofit Candaid.
Most people remember the beauty and joy of just free play at a playground. We want to make sure that all kids have an equal opportunity to do that.
Alyssa Lyle is the director of programs at the nonprofit. She says other kids are joining in to help make the park a reality.
One girl, even she's raised over $1,000 just because she was so inspired by this project and by Miles.
Bowling says all it took was for someone to step up.
I'm just a mom who saw an opportunity. I made a phone call and it led to this. And I'm so grateful that so many people said yes.
In the meantime, Miles will rely on his mom to play and go down slides as he eagerly awaits the new playground.
Okay, ready? Okay, go. Woo!
Construction could begin as early as this fall, with a playground opening by the end of next year. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Emma Vandenhainde.
And the Bowlings are hosting another lemonade stand fundraiser June 10th and 11th. Of course, it'll be in Colorado. For more information, visit CanAid's website. That's CANDAID.org. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Two men of color vanished after last being seen in the same deputy's patrol car.
I knew something was wrong. Your mother knows.
It's the strangest case, the most unsettling case.
Listen to The Last Ride podcast, part of the NPR Network.